When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And Sarah is busy, so we are bringing this episode with just the magical three of us, but not the magical four. So, Sarah, we miss you, but we know that you are crazy busy at this time in our lives, future people. This was quite a time. Yeah. So, we're going to bring some Harry Potter magic today. I'm stoked for this episode. We are discussing our favorite things and places in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios Orlando.
Ah! I'm so excited.
Because you know what?
Oh my God.
We all miss it.
If we can't be there, we want to talk about it.
We were supposed to be there this coming weekend. Actually.
I know! It's like super heartbreaking because my phone went boo-doo-doo-doo and it was like trip to Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and I was like, it's not happening. It's not happening.
It's so sad.
Yeah, but you
but
know.
It's okay. It's
we'll go eventually. It's okay. The good thing is our annual passes are going to be good for a lot longer because they're just being extended.
Right.
Those puppies are getting renewed anyways. Let's be real.
This is true.
All right. So we're going to kind of take it thing by thing and place by place, if you will. And we're going to be talking about the different spots throughout the park itself. But fun facts, if you didn't know, there's a ton of stuff that's actually outside in City Walk that's leading into the Wizarding World part. And first things first, Jack and Potatoes. Go ahead, Meg.
I love you, but it's not City Walk. It's at Universal Studios. City Walk is the downtown area. City Walk's the downtown area.
I thought it was still part of that.
Like, before you get into the park, but then once you pass through the gate, it's Universal Studios side, which is where the Jack and Potatoes are.
Lame.
See,
that
is why we're
so
doing this,
something
Tiff.
that you would know and other people wouldn't know.
So, like,
all right, well, whatever Megan said, Jack and Potatoes.
Jack and Potatoes. So, like, I kind of, like, Jack and Potatoes are one of the hidden gems of studios, I think. Mm-hmm. It's, like, this massive thing you can get, and I think it's, like, $8.
Max.
Max, eight. Mm-hmm. 8, maybe 9. I don't know, but like somewhere around there. But it's this massive baked potato, and you can get like 3 different types. But you can get a shepherd's pie jacket potato. So it's like the ground meat, peas, carrots with like all the good sauce.
And this isn't your typical potato. It's like they put like an engorgement charm. Yeah, it's like huge.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's one of my favorite things to get.
I think I got the shepherd's pie one.
It's awesome.
Probably.
Like, why wouldn't I? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's awesome because, like,
so good.
You can either, like, say you're not super hungry, you can split it with someone and it'll be a very nice size snack. Or if you want it for, like, a dinner, you can get one for yourself and then it's, like, a full fledged dinner.
And it's just a stand. Like, you could walk by it and have no idea it was there.
We did for, like, seven years.
Yeah, but then, like, it's right in front of Grimald Place.
Thank you.
It's right in front of Grimald Place, like, on the other side of the fountain by where the night bus is. And it's just this, like, green shack that you would never think is anything. And it's a jacket potato stand. And then you can also get, like, Strongbow, like, different ciders, beers. I think they have Guinness, like, you know, all the good UK alcohol.
it's just so good. And literally, I think every time I've been there 3 times to the Wizarding World part. And I think every single time we've set aside either a snack or a dinner that had to be jacket potatoes. Like, we don't go there and not get a jacket potato.
Yeah, it's blasphemy.
You have to. Agreed. But completely.
Then, so, diverting from those, going to another fun fact, right outside Diagon Alley, like in, quote, London, Grimald Place is there. You can see 12 Grimald Place.
Do you know
what?
Listen.
This is your city walk. number 13 Grimald Place is actually a Muggle house, so
you know what? So Creature is actually in the windows though. So it used to be you could go and knock on the door and the knocking actually would make it happen, but then they like stopped that and now it's just like on a timer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I love that little nugget.
But it's still fun. Yeah. I mean, he still peeks out the window and you can see him. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. So
it's always fun to get a picture on the top step.
For sure. It's like one of
you can apparate there.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Meg, talk about the record shop.
Okay, so if you're coming from the other direction, coming into London from San Francisco. So, like, if anybody doesn't know this, this is a fun fact about Universal Studios, is it's broken into cities. So that's why you actually visit London, and then Diagon Alley is, like, hidden. So
it just fits so nice into their layout.
Right. So, like, when you walk in, you're in LA, and then as you go forward, you are in New York. And then you go to the right, and then you're in San Francisco, and then you're in London. And then it swoops around to being, like, Men in Black is kind of random. I don't know what that's supposed to be. And then you go to Springfield, which is The Simpsons, and on. There's, like, all these different cities. So, like, that's how Universal Studios is broken up. So, anyway, if you're coming from San Francisco to London, if you're walking past, oh my god, I'm blanking. King's Cross Station. Duh.
What? So, are you okay? Listen,
okay. Quarantine's getting to me.
Grimald Place.
Anyway.
She's fine.
So you walk past King's Cross Station, and then on your left, you'll see a record shop. And this is just supposed to be, like, you know, City of London. So you walk past it, and there's, like, all these records in the window, and one of them is a record, it's like Calamity Records or something, and it's supposed to be a call out to Jaws, because where Diagon Alley is used to be the ride Jaws, which is like classic Universal Studios ride. Many people were angry when they
closed it. I was one of them. Yeah. I loved that ride. I loved it.
It was a good ride.
It scared me. Yeah. And I was 18.
Yeah, like, it was terrifying.
It shouldn't have. So
the thing is, ride it once.
Yeah, we only went on it once. I went on it a couple times because I was a pass holder when I lived in Florida on my first college program. So I rode it a couple times then. But, like, the thing is, for one ride, it had a massive footprint on the map just for one attraction. Like, think the fact they put all of Diagon Alley where Jaws was. So, like, that's Escape from Gringotts.
Are you
all of the shots.
Serious?
Yeah. Nocturne Alley, like all
my
of that.
My mind is blown.
Isn't that crazy?
It is huge. Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
they should bring it back and put it somewhere.
They should, because I will say when I wrote it, so I like Jaws. The movie doesn't terrify me, but it scares me. Like, it's a scary shark, right? When I wrote it, I want them to redo the ride because when I wrote it, it was like they amp it up and like you're getting scared, but then like it was an old ride, so the shark was just like, oh hey, instead of like, I'm Jaws, you know?
Like, so they could make it so cool now.
I would love for them to put it back in because it fits really well.
Yeah.
And they still have the giant shark hanging, like
they
you
do.
Can still go
in
to...
San Francisco.
Yeah.
You could take a picture with Jaws.
I always make sure that I get my picture, even though Jaws technically is in pieces, decay, the body will decay,
but the spirit lingers on.
So, I know that there's multiple call-outs to Jaws throughout Diagon Alley, and I only know of one other. Oh. So there's the record shop that I said, and then also in Nocturne Alley. There's one spell that you do with, like, a bunch of shrunken heads where you make them shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the loops that they'll say, they'll, like, sing a song from Jaws. And then you have to, like, make them stop. But it's, like, in their loop of things that they say and sing. It's, like, one of the songs from Jaws.
One of the songs?
Is it, like, the...
No. I don't... You know, I don't know exactly... I can't remember, like, what it is. It's been a while since I've, like, heard it.
Because didn't John Williams did composed.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's the song from the beach.
Remember there being, like...
Carly, it's the song from the beach. I don't know. But I know
they do.
Give me
a title. Okay.
It's the beach song, Tiffany.
Beach song. The song from the beach, okay.
We're going to the beach.
The 4th of July song.
They're just singing some Beach Boys.
I think that there might be one other call out. I'm not sure. But
I'm sure there is.
It's
cool. I like that they give nods like that. Like, they do that a lot at Disney when they replace a ride with a new ride.
There's a lot of people that work at Disney that go to work at Universal,
right.
So they bring a lot of the same things.
I just think
Universal.
It's really cool
because
instead of just being like, it's gone, new stuff. It's like, well, you know, we're kind of sad to
they
see it go. So
it.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
There's other fun things in London too. There's
there
more
is.
Stuff. It took us like. A couple years of going to realize that, like, the Leaky Cauldron sign is actually there.
In London.
In
outside.
London. Like, you know, it's supposed to be.
In London.
Right? I didn't know if we were just, like, not magical enough to notice it until
Probably.
We went a long time, but it's there.
Yeah. I like it. It just, I don't know. I love everything about it. It just makes me happy. Like, I love thinking about it and, like, kind of, like, putting yourself, like, back to where you're, like, walking by it and you're like, it's coming up. Like, I'm going to go into Diagon Alley. Oh, man.
Yeah, like.
So good.
Walking into Diagon Alley, I get the same excitement every time I see the brick wall and walk through and hear all the bricks moving. Like, that has never gone away.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the big grand reveal when you go through.
One other fun thing in London is you'll notice that there's a telephone booth right outside, actually, the record shop. And if you go into it and you type in magic in the keypad, it will give you, like, an answering service for the Ministry of Magic, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, literally, no, you wouldn't know that unless you walked into there and, like, looked at it, because it tells you, like, what the code is, but...
It tells you in there?
It says something like, isn't it, like, 62446, something like that, I don't know. But anyway.
It's magic.
But there's always a line outside of it. And I just, for whatever reason, I never realized that I had never told Sarah and Tiffany about it until, like, after we got back the last time. And they're like, why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just didn't want to wait in line.
Oh, my gosh. It's extra.
Oh, I was right. 62442.
Oh, my gosh. And then the night bus. The night bus is outside, and you can talk to Stan.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. You can't go... Can you go in it?
In the back.
Just a tiny, it's tiny like, bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go where the steps are, but it blocks you. So, like, it's like a photo op, which is kind of cool. But some people don't even know about that. So, like, if you go to the back of the bus, not where Stan is standing and the shrunken head, but the other end, there is a little spot for a photo where you can, like, stand on it, and there's, like, a little pole.
And you can look inside and see, like, the beds and stuff and the advertisements, which is pretty cool.
The advertisements are cool, but I don't know if that's just cool because I'm a graphic designer and I like that kind of stuff, but I think it's cool.
Well, one of them's, like, for
speakeasies. No, it is cool.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool because it's, like, completely... wizard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they made it so you were really there. Like, this is all, it's real for us. So. Okay. Let's move on.
One last thing about studios that I wanted to tell people about is if you ride the horrific Fast and the Furious ride, there's one reason for you to go in that line, and it is in the queue there's a wall with keys on it, and one of the keys is automobile car.
it's a
car key, and the keychain is a rubber duck, and it is Arthur Weasley's car keys. So that's kind of fun. But literally, that is the only reason why you need to go on the Fast and Furious ride, in my opinion.
That ride. But, you know, that's another episode.
Oh, no, my it's gosh.
Not even, that's not an episode. Yeah. It's so bad. But anyway, you can go see his car keys, which is kind of cool, so.
A rubber duck.
A rubber duck. So the next thing that we want to talk about is our favorite spots in Diagon Alley. So, like, this can be anything. It's just, like, a spot that we like to walk around, a secret spot that we know of that we like to, like, relax in, just, like, your favorite all-time spot to be in Diagon Alley.
Tiff, you want to go
first? That's hard.
I know.
Unless you're not ready.
No, I want to go first. Okay. So I like that back part by the fountain with the magical creatures that surround it.
Yeah.
That's where, like, this, where they do this, like, the show, the stage show.
Carket Market.
I like chilling there. Yeah, Carket Market. I like just, like, chilling there because it's off, like, the main strip. And that's usually where, like, everybody's, like, hustle and bustle. And, like, if you go back there, it's, like, more shaded and it's cooler and you can just kind of relax. Or the steps right behind Hagrid's motorbike and beside Gringotts. I really enjoyed sitting there and just, like, people watching everybody walking up and down Diagon Alley.
Yeah. That's a nice spot.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you can get the spot at the top because there's, like, a landing at the very top.
And you can, like, lean against, you can, like, lean back.
Yeah.
And it's nice and cool because it's, like, stone.
And mostly Most part of the day it's shaded, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to go?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I might steal one of yours.
Well, we'll see.
So I agree with Tiff. Those steps are awesome. And also in Carcat Market, when there's not a show going on, I like sitting on the stage and eating butterbeer ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the spot in Nocturne where you can take a little nappy nap. Literally, me and Meg have taken a nap on this bench inside Nocturne Alley before.
Yep.
Because it's like... Right
it's
by
in
the
dark.
Yeah, it's in the dark. It's right by the breezeway. It's normally pretty quiet in there because people are like all hush hush because it's dark and scary.
A lot of people don't know that Nocturne Alley exists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just
Can
like,
you imagine going there and not going to Nocturne Alley?
No. I would be
and
so
then
mad
finding
at
out about it later? Oh my lordy. I would be whoa. It would be crazy.
But top favorites probably the stairs next to Gringotts. Because you can chill and you get such a good view down Diagon Alley. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see, watch all the people walking in and the dragon's right above you, so you get to watch everybody staring up at it when it starts growling because it's going to breathe fire. It's cool.
So I probably have two areas that I like the best, and they're both in Nocturne Alley. But here's the thing. Fun fact for anybody who doesn't know, but Nocturne Alley is air conditioned. So in Florida, that's really nice, especially for somebody who doesn't like being warm all the time. I really love Nocturne Alley for the air conditioning. So
I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah. You think it's like, oh, it's cooler in here because like we're in the dark. It's
We're
inside,
outside in the dark.
Yeah,
right.
But it's inside. It's air conditioned.
Yeah.
So, So I love that bench that she's talking about, which is actually right over by the tattoo parlor in Nocturne Alley. And then I also really like the back little hallway that has the posters of like Bellatrix and I think Fenrir. And it's, like, the alley that takes you back by, like, it lets you out by the bathrooms in the back of Diagon Alley. So, like, that little stretch of walkway there. And then you can, like, see the Skellagro in the window display. Skellagro. I love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love taking a nap in Nocturne Alley. It's the best. And also, I love all the magic in Nocturne Alley, which is why it's, like, my favorite place to be there. Because I think it has the most fun magic spots. It's air-conditioned. It's dark. It's evil. I love it.
Meg always talks about
evil.
How... we went there on our honeymoon, and all of a sudden, Meg was, like, full-fledged, like, gonna be evil. She's like, I'm getting Dark Mark temporary tattoos. And she, like, put it on and was, like, taking all these cool pictures and stuff. But anyway, Meg always says that she likes how it smells in there. I am highly the opposite. It smells like the fish from the Leaky Cauldron to me.
What? I hate the smell of fish.
I smell fish and chips, and that's all I smell.
Ew, no.
I don't know what you smell that's so phenomenal to you.
I smell air conditioning.
Nah.
That's what I smell.
Nah.
She just smells the fact that she's being relieved from the Florida heat.
Right.
It messes with her brain. It's like, oh no, this is nice. It doesn't smell like fish at all.
Yeah.
And then there's me who just like wants to absorb every drop of heated sunshine. So yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my God. We like literally this last time we were there all together, we like walked out of the hotel and it was so hot and I immediately started sweating to where the lotion I put on my body was just like melting off. And Katie's like, this is so great. And like Sarah and Megan and I are like, like dying already.
It takes a lot of heat for me to be like, it's too hot. Because
it's
I just
not
love
so much
being
the heat
warm.
As it is the humidity there that gets me.
Yeah.
But especially in July.
It was like a heat wave too.
Yeah.
Man, I love the sunshine.
I love the sunshine. It's just the humidity in July and August in Florida is rough. It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny says I love Rio. I'm going.
I would love to go to Rio. So. Yep, so that's my favorite thing in Diagon Alley. Nocturne Alley, actually.
You're something else. How about our favorite spots in Hogsmeade? Because, for anyone who doesn't know, because not everyone has visited the parks, or maybe you could only go to one park when you went, there's two parks. There's the Studio Sides, which we've been talking about, and then there's Islands of Adventure. Mm-hmm. So Islands of Adventure is where Harry Potter started at Universal, and they have the castle and Hogsmeade and all
it's the
that.
The beginning.
The beginning, yes. And then now mm-hmm. that's where Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure lives now. So, favorite spots over there. Tiff, do you want to go first again? Because I have to think. Unless you don't know.
Well, okay. Does the Three Broomsticks count?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I really like hanging out in there because I like looking up at the ceiling. Is that weird? It's just like super like open, airy, and it's just really cool in there.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy the fanned area outside of the Three Broomsticks, like right in front of where the queue starts for Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure.
Yeah.
Because that's where I was relaxing after I thought I was going to bomb. No, but it felt really nice. It usually is crowded, though, so it's kind of hard to find a seat.
Yeah, when you do, it's nice, but
yeah.
For sure.
But otherwise, like, just standing kind of at the foot of the castle is a really cool, like, people-watching area, like, outside the shop, but, like, down a little bit further. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's like a shop in Hogwarts, I guess, kind of like
Filch's.
Around the corner. So,
Filch's
yeah.
Emporium.
Instead of going left up to the ride, you go right and you can go into the shop. And they have some cool stuff there that you can't find in other shops. Like, I found a pajama set in there that wasn't in any of the other stores, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. That one always has, like, we always have to make sure to make the venture there.
They always have mm-hmm. good just general Hogwarts merch.
Yeah, because they've got stuff that the other stores don't.
They do. They definitely do. What about you guys?
Go ahead. Okay. I really enjoy this spot that me and Meg just found. I think the last time we went in January, we were taking photos, and there's like this little spot right behind. It's like if you're at the Three Broomsticks and you look to your left, there's Honeydukes, and there's like I think it's for the team members to like come and go from backstage. But there's a spot that isn't backstage. It's just like a back part of Honeydukes, and it's just like this window.
Walkway.
Yeah, it's got these cute little displays in it, and it's quiet and it's cool.
If anybody has ever seen my profile picture on Facebook right now, where I'm wearing like my Salem witch hat and my Salem crew neck, and I have like the Swish and Flick wand, that was taken in that back little like alleyway in front of the window that's supposed to be the kitchens for the Three Broomsticks. It is the coolest little area. I love it.
It's really cool. And, like, you kind of feel like you're not supposed to be there, but it's totally cool. Like, it's still part of the land. So that's my newest one.
The land.
Like, the land. But my absolute favorite is the bridge connecting Hogsmeade. And then, like, after you were to cross it is Jurassic Park.
To go to Jurassic Park.
Because that spot is the best view of the castle. Also, me and I had a proposal there. I've seen people get married on that bridge.
Yeah,
a lot of proposals happen on that bridge, and it's just a really good photo op, and it's just like it just makes you feel so magical.
It's a good bridge.
Mm-hmm. It's a quality bridge.
So I have a spot that rivals that for the quote best view of the castle.
Oh.
It's actually in the queue for it's in the queue for Hagrid's, in my opinion.
That's also a very good view.
Before, like, when you're still outside, before you get to Hagrid's hut, there's this little, like, curve in the line, and it overlooks Hogsmeade and the castle. You can see a little bit of the Hippogriff ride and then the castle, and that is my all-time favorite view. Katie and I took beautiful wedding photos there with the castle in the background. Oh my god, it's like my favorite picture from that photo shoot that we did.
Yeah, for sure.
And then probably my other favorite spot is definitely in the queue for Forbidden Journey. I just love being through that whole queue. It is beautiful. You feel completely immersed in the castle. Especially when you get, like, right when you step into the castle from the
greenhouses
for the first time, and you see those statues that are kind of like, you see them briefly in the films, but you don't, like, it's not like they're ever, like, a major focus. Like, one of the statues is, like, one of the statues that Ron and Harry hide behind when they're levitating the cupcakes for Crabbe and Goyle in Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
So, like, to see little aspects of the castle like that, up close and personal, like, that's just my favorite part of Hogsmeade. Forbidden, so I know whenever we rode Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure, and I got off of it, I was like, this is the best ride I've ever gone on at any theme park. It's still a very good ride, but I honestly, now that I've calmed down from it, Forbidden Journey.
Was so hype.
I was.
You were so hype.
I was. But I feel like Forbidden Journey is still the most creative attraction I've ever been on. Hagrid's, at the end of the day, is a roller coaster. While there's a lot of really awesome extra things with Hagrid's, and I love it for that, and it's very unique, I still feel like Forbidden Journey is just the icing on the cake. It is just such a perfect ride. I just love it. So that's why the line is just, I love the queue. It's so good. You see the Room of Requirement tapestry. You see Dumbledore's office entrance, the Mirror of Erised, all kinds of fun stuff. I love it.
Sarah said, while you're talking smack about Hagrid's ride, she's never coming back.
Oh my god. Stop it.
Oh my god.
Sarah's in the Discord. This is different.
I know. Meg kind of just jumped us into our next section.
Yeah, I mean, what a good segue. So now we're going to talk about our favorite cues. Our favorite cue. Does anybody want to go first?
I can, because I just said it. Forbidden Journey.
Megan just talked about hers.
Forbidden Journey is the best. Literally.
Go ahead, Tiff.
I need to see more of that one, because I'm sure it would completely change my mind, but I was just rushed through it so much that I really can't say it's my favorite, because I don't remember a whole lot.
Yeah, you need to just wait in line with us, and then not ride it, but, like, just stand in line with us and, like, take your time looking through the queue, and then when we get to the front, be like, hey, I'm not riding, peace out.
Yeah, they don't care.
Hey, sorry, I'm too scared, and I'm a chicken deck. I don't want to create more work for you. Let me put it that way. but I think I'm going to have to go with Hagrid's as my favorite queue, because I spent so much time there.
Oh my gosh, honestly.
We were there for so long. Not the longest anyone's ever waited for a ride by any means, but we were there for, that was probably the longest I've ever waited for a ride. I'm not a patient person, not a ride person either, so I would probably only do that for rides in the Wizarding World opening, yeah, like we did with Hagrid's. Otherwise, they're going to be like, it's a 2-hour wait, and be like, okay, I'm going to go sit and have a butterbeer
right
with you. But yeah, no, I just really enjoyed it. I loved seeing Hagrid's hut. Seeing Hagrid's hut was amazing. I loved the room with all the dragon eggs. And yes, all, like, the etchings on the wall. And there was, like, certain messages that were on the wall, like, calling back to the Dueling Dragons ride that was previously there. And I just thought that that was really cool. And it was a relief to be in that queue when you got inside, because it felt so good. And we got to sit on the floor because we were waiting so long. And that floor was so cold.
Yes.
And it felt so good.
It was really nice.
But But I just really liked that one, and I liked the little, like, with Mr. Weasley and Hagrid, and, like, souping up the motorbike again, and...
Yeah.
I just thought it was really a really well done cue.
Yeah.
It felt like home, you know?
Yeah, it's good. And I also liked the story that we've kind of like pieced this together since trying to figure out like where are we in the wizarding world when we're in that cue, you know? Because like it's just kind of random. Like it's not Hogwarts. It's not Hagrid's hut. It's like, so basically what the story is that you're in an unused portion of the castle that has kind of like fallen to ruins. So that's like a lot of the cue. And that's why there's graffiti everywhere is because like students go there because it's like this abandoned area of the castle that is like rubble and kids like draw on the wall and stuff like that.
I like Hogwarts having a little,
it's an old castle, right? So like, there's got to be parts that maybe magic damaged it, and that's why they can't fix it back up, right?
Godric was here.
Right.
Godric was here.
Gosh.
Although, at that point, it was probably bright, brand new and shiny.
True.
Oh,
my goodness.
I mean, my favorite cue is the Forbidden Journey one as well, just because, like, Tiff, I know yours might change when you get to actually go through it. Hagrid's was cool.
Yeah.
But when me and Meg lived down in Florida, we didn't have any time constraints. It was like, we were just there. So I've literally, like, sat in Dumbledore's office and just, like, chilled. You know what I mean? Just because you can, because it's a constant ride and you just or constant cue. So you can just tell people, go ahead, you had whatever.
Just go in front of me.
It's nice and cool in there. Yeah, like Meg said, you get to see all these, like, random things that are just like a blip in the movie. Like my favorite part is the statue that has all the four house animals at the bottom,
the founder's statue,
because I always like to give the Hufflepuff little badger a little to his nose because he's super cute.
You boop his nose.
Yeah, I boop his nose.
Boop the snoot.
And I'm not the only one that does that because he's not even like stone anymore. It's like rubbed away gold.
Yeah, I do remember being in the Gryffindor common room was probably the longest, or the area where I spent the longest amount of time. And that was really cool because I was like, yes, this is my place. And so I really, next time we go, I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend a lot more time in that queue so I can really like take it in and see as much as I can see.
Yeah, we won't rush you.
Thanks.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yep.
Screen, you're the snake.
Okay,
this
so
goes along with what we're talking about.
What?
This goes along with what we're talking about.
Yes, favorite rides. So
it's hard, man.
It is really hard. I have to say that while I love Diagon Alley the most, like the whole area encompassing, I feel like Hogsmeade for sure has the better rides.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm gonna have to say that Forbidden Journey is my favorite ride just because, like, again, like, it's just such a unique ride. That whole ride system was brand new when they put it in. It's like this feeling of flying, and then you just get to see so many. Yeah.
Tiff, close your ears. I don't want you getting sick.
Too late. I've already puked.
You just get to see like so many like landmark things on that ride, you know, like you see the Whomping Willow, you see the Chamber of Secrets, you see Dementors, you see Aragog, you see
what was that,
my phone fell, sorry guys, that was really loud, you see the Hungarian Horntail, like it's just I don't know. And then, like, whenever you, like, at the end of the ride, whenever you, like, go into the entrance hall, it's, like, I know that, like, that's just screens in front of you, but it just feels so real how there's, like, all of Hogwarts is there welcoming you back, and you just walked in, like, you just flew in through the doors, and you're in this place that looks exactly like the castle. And then whenever you get off of it, it's like you're in the Room of Requirement. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Kate? What's your favorite?
It still has to be Forbidden Journey. Like, Hagrid's is really close, and I will not ever say, like, no to Gringotts, because that ride is so fun. Honorable mention to Flight of the Hippogriff, because it's actually a super fun short ride, but the line is always, like, 45 minutes long, and I'm not waiting 45 minutes for a 12-second ride, but it's really fun. But Forbidden Journey, yeah, I mean, like, it's the first ride they ever had there. It captured my heart right away. Like, I...
Like, do you remember riding that for the first time? And, like, our minds were literally blown.
Literally, like...
I was like, what is life? This can't be real. I can't believe I'm here. Like, yeah. This is just...
And then they jump you out into, like, one of the coolest gift shops. You know what I mean? You're just surrounded by all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's two rides, essentially. The queue is a ride in its own.
I agree.
And then you go on the ride. And it's, yeah, it's just, it's solid every time. I'm sorry, Tiff, I know that you didn't get to see a lot of it.
Blah, 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 Forbidden Journey this, Forbidden Journey that.
It's so good.
But, like, every time I ride it, like, the dragon's my favorite part because it's, like, so in your face.
Oh!
Looks so
I real. Remember that.
Aragog scares
I remember
me every
flying
time.
With Harry, and he's like, come on! And then I remember a Whomping Willow, and I remember a dragon. And then, I don't know.
Did you see the Dementors at all?
Nope.
That's, like, such a big part of the ride.
It is.
Like, I love saying the spell with Hermione at the beginning. I love at the end when Dumbledore tells you to tuck your elbows in, because I always do.
Say observatory.
Thank you, that's
on
what it
three.
Is.
One, two, three.
Observatory.
Observatory.
And, like, I've ridden it so many freaking times. I know every single dip of the ride. And, like, I know, like, oh, this part makes my stomach a little loose. So
my
clutch
body,
a little
like,
bit.
Prepares for, like, the drops. And, like, I get so into it. Like, I'm flying. Oh, my God. I just love it. I'm such a nerd. I love it.
So, yeah, that's my
I
favorite
wish I
ride.
Could do all this.
I'm sorry, Tiff.
It's all right. It's not your fault.
But you wrote it. You did it.
I did. I did it. Kinda. So I do have a ride that's my favorite. I had a blast and a half on it. Gringotts is my favorite. I didn't get sick at all. I probably won't go on it again because I don't want it. I don't want to hate it.
You don't want to take the awesome experience.
No, honestly, I had so much fun on that ride. I loved when, like, Voldemort and he showed up. That was so cool. And I loved that I tried to protect Katie by throwing out my arm when we went, like, down. I literally don't know why. It was a natural reaction. I threw my arm in front of Katie to save her from nothing.
You're a mom. It's all good.
I'm a Gryffindor. Right? No, I just... It was such a great experience for me because it was like my first time in the Wizarding World. I was with my best friends. Katie got in trouble for being a Slytherin because she tried to take her wand on the ride and then they caught her and they made her go back and put it in a locker.
That was hilarious. Katie straight up lied to the worker.
So bad though. I had it up my sleeve and they're like, you can't take that. And I was like, take what? They're like, that. And I was like, what? They're like, that wand. I was like, what wand?
Oh my God. It was the worst lie in history.
All because we were lazy and didn't want to go to a locker.
Super true. It's super true.
Oh my God.
I really like that.
But you mom armed Katie, and that was before you were even a mom. How crazy is that?
It's true. Whoa. It's true. I was destined to be a Griff mom because I tried to save my Katie.
Thanks, Tiff.
I love you, Katie.
I love you too.
I'd mom arm you any day of the week. Oh goodness. What shall we talk about next?
So I guess the only other rides that we didn't... I mean, we've mentioned Hagrid's, so obviously Hagrid's is at Hogsmeade. And that is, like, a family friendly roller coaster. So much fun.
No.
They call it a family friendly roller coaster.
It's not. That sucker is fast.
Yeah.
And it will jerk the heck out of you. A family friendly ride is the Hogwarts Express.
That's so true, though.
It says a family friendly coaster.
It's but it's bogus.
Like, it's not family friendly coaster is like the Hippogriff.
That's like the Dr. Seuss rhymes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Guys, you're lame. So then we have Flight of the Hippogriff, which is deaf, a family friendly coaster.
Yeah.
It's like literally 30 seconds long, if that. But it's so cute.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody because it's my favorite part of it. But like, you have to ride it just for one, the beginning. That's all I'm going to say. And two, you get a beautiful view of Hogwarts that you don't get anywhere else because there's a ride there.
Yes.
While you're on it.
And then the Hogwarts Express. So you could take the Hogwarts Express between Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley, which is really awesome.
And you can take drinks on it. So you can literally ride the Hogwarts Express with a butterbeer. And it's all good.
It's pretty great.
Mm. Yeah. I enjoy riding the Hogwarts Express, except for Hermione's voice.
Oh god.
It's just I know we've talked about it to like no end. It's really not good. And I just wish she would take 10 minutes out of her day and just record something for them so we could all get past it.
Right? I literally saw like a tweet or a Tumblr post or something that said, "I miss everything about Universal." Well, except Hermione's voice. So I was like, "Yes."
So true.
Oh god. For anyone who doesn't know, Emma Watson didn't provide the voice for the Hogwarts Express, and instead of finding someone who sounds a lot like her, they found some rando. So it sounds nothing like Hermione.
Nothing.
It's bad.
Nothing like her.
Apologies to that person, but you don't sound like Hermione. I'm sure you have a phenomenal voice when I'm not expecting Hermione, but no.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
It's only because, like, Emma Watson is Hermione. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ivana Lynch is Luna. Emma Watson is Hermione. Like, they just, I love it so much. So that's, I don't know. I'm sure normal people don't have problems with these things, but we're not normal, so we do.
Like, it's really hard not to be a smart A when I'm on it. Because I'm riding it with people that probably maybe riding it for the first time or don't care. And every time she talks, I'm like, oh my god. Me and Meg like give a look at each other like, ooh, awkward.
But I do love like the screens in each, like in the compartments, and you can like coming and going, and it's just, it's really cool. Yeah. And it's a cool cue too. So we didn't really talk about it.
Yeah, you're right.
True.
So you can go through the wall at platform 9 3/4, and it's like gives this illusion that you're walking through it, which is pretty cool. And you can get like a really cool video of yourself doing it. It's fun.
And they're usually pretty good with allowing groups through so that like everybody can do that.
A lot of people
unless
walk
it's
through
super
it
busy
without even knowing.
A lot of people just walk through it and don't even know. But if you stand back, there's like this mirror illusion with
You mean magic?
Well, yes.
It's magic.
But if you look through the luggage cart, that's when you can see the person over there walking through the brick wall. So you could take a video for them so that they can see themselves walking through the brick wall. And it's really cool. And also the noise, like you hear the bricks, like it's so cool.
Yeah.
The first time I went, I didn't know, like, I didn't do, like, they didn't let you go to Hogsmeade, but they let you ride the Hogwarts Express, like, back and forth during that party
when they shut everything down. Yeah.
But I, like, for some reason, I never went over there and did that, and so I didn't know about it until, I think I only have, like, one video, and it was the last time we were there together of me doing it, so I've only done it, like, once.
Yeah. It's fun, though. Mm-hmm. So make sure you don't forget.
Yeah.
to look at it.
Yes.
Oh,
looky at it.
This is the perfect section for you.
Someone else needs to go because I'll talk all day. Favorite treats.
Oh, God.
Favorite treats meaning, like, sweets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is tough. I'll let you do this, okay? So we'll do, like, something you eat and something you drink treat-wise. How's that sound?
I like it.
Okay, okay, so we're not talking savory foods at all. We're talking sugar snack treats.
Sweet treats.
Okay?
Okay.
I can go right meow.
Go do for it.
Butterbeer ice cream.
Yep.
Frozen butterbeer. Gilly water. No, I'm just kidding.
Should we tell the story?
Yes, please.
About Regina Kelly.
Do it. It's so funny. It's so funny.
It is.
Shout out to our friends, Regina and Kelly. They went to the Wizarding World.
For the first time.
For the first time. They have bottles of water around that say Gilly water on them. They're themed.
They're very cute.
Good. Yeah, they're all cute. So they bought one. They took it home.
They went on a Disney cruise after they did their Universal trip.
Right. And yeah. So they were like, we should drink, or Regina was like, we should drink this. And Kelly's like, are you sure? Like, we wanted to save this for, like, a special moment. And Regina's like, no, let's just do it. And it was just water.
They were so disappointed.
It's literally just water.
It's themed cute water.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's just some high quality H2O. So,
right. Yeah.
Oh, so funny. But no, butterbeer ice cream, out of all the butterbeer things besides butterbeer, it is, in my opinion, the best butterbeer thing that you can get. It is so good. And yeah. I have yet to have hot butterbeer. Don't think I'll get it this year because we're going, hopefully, to just Disney in December. But I don't know when I'm going to get to have it. Maybe 2021. Let's plan for that.
Yeah.
But I love frozen butterbeer and the top part. Oh, it's just so good.
It was really good.
It is really
good. It's so good. Yeah. All right, so go favorite sweet treat, then drink.
Go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Meg's drink, I think.
My drink?
That rhymed. I'm doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favorite drink is fishy green ale. It is.
That.
So a lot of people are scared to order it. Rightfully so.
It
has
funny.
A really weird name and it looks weird. But it is literally, like, I order that over butterbeer every single time we go to, like, the Fountain of Fair Fortune. I love it. It's so good. It's so basically the boba ball. So it's like a juice with boba balls in the bottom. So they give you, like, one of those big straws. And the bobas are blueberry. And then the drink is, like, a cinnamon
melon?
A cinnamon minty melon.
Which sounds so weird, but it's
sounds
so good.
Super weird. It is so good. It is so good.
Every time Meg gets it, people are like, I saw that on the menu. Is it good at all? And we're like, yes, go get it now.
Just get one. Just try it. Just try it. Please try it. It is so good. Because if more people don't try it, they might take it off the menu and I will cry.
They won't take it off the
no,
menu.
No, they won't. They won't. They probably won't. That's definitely my favorite drink. My favorite sweet treat.
That's hard.
It is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to go with the ginger newt cookie.
Oh.
So this was a new it's so good. This was a new discovery of mine and Katie's whenever we went in August. Yes, last August. That was a long time ago.
Lord.
So we went and we were just like, we were just vlogging and we were like, let's try something new. And we were at Sugar Plum's Sweet Shop, which is in Diagon Alley. And we saw the ginger newt cookie and we were like, you know what? It's really cute. Let's get it and try it. Like, it could just be, I thought that it was going to be like a harder gingerbread cookie, but it is like this soft, cinnamony, gingery, delicious cookie that melts in your mouth, which is like so weird.
My mouth, I just is wasn't expecting, like, it. Salivating right now.
I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did, and I loved it, and I highly recommend anybody try it.
Yeah.
Love it. Also, pumpkin pasties. Have to throw that out there.
So good. My gosh. So good.
Yeah.
So good. Kate, it's time, honey. You have to make a decision.
You have to pick.
My drink is easy. Warm butterbeer.
Yeah.
Which I always call hot butterbeer, but apparently it's warm butterbeer. I actually think the frozen is too sweet. I really like it, but I can never drink a whole one on my own. But that's probably because I get really cold when I drink it, too.
See, I think the cold is too sweet.
That's what I said. Oh, the regular cold?
Just like, yeah, regular cold.
I used to think that, too, but I got over that. Because I think the frozen is too sweet. But the hot is literally like, I want that to be in place of my blood. I just want... I want hot butterbeer all the time. I want it to be...
It runs through my veins.
Yes, I want it to be, like, available all year round because I'm the kind of person who will drink hot coffee even if it's 90 degrees out. I don't care.
I mean, like, if they offered warm butterbeer year round and we went there, like, we could down, like, 5 of those in a day.
Oh, it's... Yeah, which is bad, but like, they're so good.
Well, that one day I had 3 frozen butterbeers and I had, like, no... Like, whatever, no shame. I'm gonna drink it.
Yeah,
right? I'm gonna drink it.
Right? It's just, like... It's just what butterbeer to me is absolutely supposed to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I want it so bad.
I know. I get why they have, like, the pop version because it's Florida. Obviously, I like that they have the frozen version because sometimes it's really hot and you want a cool drink.
It feels nice on super hot days.
Right.
Yeah.
But the hot takes the cake.
It's how it's supposed to be served.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Favorite snack or favorite... like, food sweet treat is really hard because, like, I agree that butterbeer ice cream is the creamiest, most delicious thing to ever be put in your
mouth. How about clotted cream ice cream?
I love clotted
cream ice cream too. It tastes just have to, like, throw that one out there.
It tastes like sour cream ice cream.
No,
it's disgusting.
My God, stop it. It's so good.
and then the ginger newt was, like, so freaking good. I'm trying to think
it's
of another
surprising.
One.
Yeah, the ginger newt was surprising.
Yeah, those are probably my top two, but I'm trying to think of another honorable mention that
a
I can
sweet
throw
treat
out there.
That you always get.
It's always hot butterbeer. That's my sweet
chocolate
treat.
Chocolate frog.
Eh, they're fine.
I like give or take a chocolate frog. You
I
know?
Mostly just buy them for the cards, if I'm being honest.
Truth.
Right. That's what Ron does.
It's too much. It's too much chocolate. Like, that's like a 5-pound frog, man.
Yeah, it needs to be like less.
They need to offer.
I will
like, little
say.
Ones.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. The first chocolate frog I ever got had Godric Gryffindor card in it,
yes.
So I knew it was real.
That's
it's
awesome.
On my Potter shelf. Kate, you have to pick though. You're beating around the bush.
I don't have just, like, a favorite one. I don't know. I guess the cookie. Probably the ginger cookie. The ginger newt.
The way Megan is looking at you is amazing.
Why?
What? She's just like,
this is important, man. This goes down in the books.
Do it. You have to pick one.
It's gotta be the...
You're there
the cauldron
for
cake.
2 minutes.
Well, is it hot or cold out?
It's hot.
It's hot.
You know what? I'm gonna go hot butterbeer with a ginger nut cookie. That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept this.
Cause I can
now
dunk
this
it.
Next. This next one is my favorite.
Okay.
Favorite savory food.
This is hard.
It's not hard for me.
I'm gonna have to pick a
toad in a hole.
So good.
Toad in a hole.
So good. Yes.
I will eat 30 toad in a holes and go back for 31.
And not feel bad about it.
Heck no! No. It is so darn good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's so good about at least the Leaky Cauldron? When you get a meal at the Leaky Cauldron, it's like a well-rounded meal.
Yeah.
You get a side of veggies or a salad, you get your main thing, and then you get, like, mashed potatoes
Leaky
or fries.
Cauldron, like, mixed root veggies are so good.
Yeah.
Listen, I will eat at the Leaky Cauldron over the Three Broomsticks any day of the week.
Yep.
Hands down.
Yep.
Any day
so
of the week.
So much better. So much better.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And that's not to say that the Three Broomsticks isn't great, because it is. There's just something about eating at the Leaky Cauldron.
Yep.
I mean, it's whatever.
It's cool because they, like, kept so true to the books. Like, it's just family
more
style. Not family style. It's sharing tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very themed.
The food is more themed. The food is more British, I feel, at the Leaky Cauldron than at the Three Broomsticks.
Yeah. Agreed completely.
And it's yummy. Mm-hmm. So yours is Toad in the Hole.
Okay. Every day. Sunday, so, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's just so good. I want it so bad right now.
So I'm just saying, I introduced you to Toad in the Hole because it is also my favorite.
Because it sounds weird.
You did.
It does sound weird. It's like you don't know what it is when you're ordering it, right?
Well, even if you look in the window and you're like, it looks weird.
It's a Yorkshire pudding with sausage.
Yeah, I was like, I guess we should tell them what it is.
It's literally Toad.
So it's a Yorkshire pudding with a sausage baked into it. That's like the little toad peeking out at you. And it's got like good onion gravy on it.
Oh,
so
gosh. It's
delicious.
So good.
And then it comes with a side of like root vegetables, like parsnips, carrots.
Yep.
So yummy. Buttered peas. Super good. So, Toad in the Hole is definitely my favorite as well, but just to change it up and give somebody something else that is also good, I love Cornish pasties.
Ah.
So, it's like little puff pastries filled with meat, carrots, peas.
Puff pastry. Honorable mention.
So yummy.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody asked favorite veggie dishes. There's not a whole lot.
Yeah, like, I can tell you what my favorite is from the last time I went, but I don't know what I'm going to say next time because I don't know what I'm going to eat now.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. You know, we kind of have embraced vegetarian / veganism as we do our best, but if there's something we really want, we're going to eat it. So I have not eaten meat for months.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to eat a Toad in the Hole the next time we go to Universal, and that's just, you know, it's something I really want, so I'm going to eat it. But, like, there's not a whole lot of vegetarian options there. Like, honestly, the options are, like, a side salad.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
For vegetarian, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
French fries. And that's, like, their roasted potatoes over at the Three Broomsticks.
Which are good.
The roasted potatoes are delicious. I don't think they're vegan because I'm sure that there's butter.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard in the Wizarding World to eat vegetarian and vegan. And it's honestly not even that healthy. Like, it's not like a well-rounded meal if you're vegan or vegetarian there. Because, like, literally, like, okay, you could get a salad. But
I would suggest if you're vegan, vegetarian, and you go to Universal
to eat at City Walk,
I would say eat your meals at City Walk, but then, like, snack it up in the parks. You know, like pretzels. If you're going to sit down with people at the Leaky Cauldron and you are vegan or vegetarian, go ahead and get the mac and cheese. It's pretty good. Get their wedge fries.
You
Those
do have
delicious.
To order it off the kids' menu.
Right. Side salad. Their salads are actually pretty good there.
What?
Get out of here. But that's about it. Like, use City Walk, which is like the hub between the two parks, to get your food.
I love City Walk's food for vegetarian and vegan, especially. Like, cowfish is delicious. They also have antojitos, which is Mexican, which you can always find vegan and vegetarian things at Mexican restaurants.
That guac is life.
So good. But, so I say Toad in the Hole and Cornish pasties, along with a side of roasted potatoes from the Three Broomsticks, which are delicious.
Let's see. Jacket potato is probably my favorite.
That is true. I was going to throw out the lamb and Guinness stew.
Oh, I was going to say the shepherd's pie. Or no, yeah, the lamb and Guinness stew is really good. Yeah. As is the shepherd's pie. But if the lamb and Guinness stew is perfect if you're there during a colder month.
Yeah.
And you're not planning on riding rides anymore, like you're going to dinner and then you're going to go home or something, because it's a heavy stew, but oh, it's good. It's good.
But quite tasty.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that a lot of the food at Leaky Cauldron, while I love it, makes me not feel well after I eat it.
That's how it is with a lot of theme park food, though.
It just doesn't like my body.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. So probably the shepherd's pie. Do they have that at Leaky Cauldron?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, it's like the Guinness stew, but lighter.
And with potatoes on top, which are delicious.
And I always like to get fries there because they're really good.
Their fries are so good. Or they chips, do have rather.
Really
chips.
Good fries. Yes, chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the Three Broomsticks, like, you can get, like, roasted chicken and potatoes and a veggie and whatnot. I can't remember all of what's there.
They have ribs.
But...
What about the feast?
They have, yeah, the feast is cool if it's, like, more than three or four people who are eating. Because you get a little bit of everything. They have corn on the cob, roasted.
Oh, yeah, corn on the cob.
Chicken, ribs, and turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not roasted. It's smoked, isn't it? It's smoked chicken.
Maybe.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's smoked. Because it's pretty good. One time mine wasn't cooked all the way through. And they were like, well, it's going to look a little whatever because it's smoked. And I was like, no, this is raw. And then they gave me another one.
Yeah. I understand the methods of cooking, but this is raw.
Yes. I'm pretty sure it's... Correct me if I'm wrong, someone in our Discord, if you know this, but I believe it is smoked.
And then the other options...
Because it's just easy to do that.
Yeah. Like large batches. Other options at the Leaky Cauldron include like Bangers and Mash, which is very the good. Same sausage from Toad in the Hole, just not... in Yorkshire pudding. So then they also have a sausage like sandwich. They have fish and chips. They have
a chicken sandwich.
A grilled chicken sandwich, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you can go there and not if you're vegan or vegetarian, but you could go there and like theoretically eat healthy. You just don't get to eat a whole lot.
Like, yeah.
Grilled chicken sandwich, whatever, just go and it's fine.
Yeah.
Just go and indulge that day.
Yeah. It's okay to have a cheat day.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation, including moderation. You know who said that? Julia Child.
Yes.
She did. My goodness.
The goddess of food.
Yes.
All right,
well, let's move away from food.
No, I refuse.
Go to something else.
So my next favorite thing to do at Universal is definitely to shop. It's bad. I spend a lot of money there. But I thought that we could talk about our favorite stores, because on top of just normal theme park shopping, these stores are like legit themed, which I'm sure a lot of you probably know. But I kind of want to pick my favorite at each side. So I'm going to say my favorite shop at Diagon Alley is Wiseacres, which is actually the shop that you exit into from Gringotts. But it's just like this. They have a little bit of everything. They also have cute butterbeer merchandise, which I love.
I like that shop a lot. I really didn't venture into that shop actually until our last time that we were there, because sometimes you like forget about it in a way, because it's like it's back there and like it's technically in Carket Market, isn't it?
Yeah
So like I feel like you can miss it.
Yeah, you can. It's, like, pushed in the back. And a lot of the times, whenever you're exiting Gringotts, you just go to the lockers and then you leave out that door instead of going through the shop.
Yeah.
But don't miss that shop. It's got so much good stuff. It's got a lot of good general Hogwarts merch. It's got Butterbeer merch. There's also a ton of stationery stuff in there because it's like Wiseacres and Scribblers. So they've got
notebooks and pens and feathers and or quills.
And then they also have like wax stamps and stuff. Katie and I got our wax stamp for our wedding invitation there. So that's really neat. And then my favorite shop on Hogsmeade's side is actually, I really, really love that specific Ollivander's. I love the Ollivander's over in Diagon Alley because A, that's where it's supposed to be. B, it's bigger. It's easier to get into. But the charm of the very first Ollivander's that they built, like, it's very tiny. The queue is outside. You literally can only fit like 20 people in there at a time. It just feels a lot more real to me. Like a like a real Ollivander's tiny little wand shop. And there's only like one room for the wand show. So like I really enjoy how true it is to like how it is supposed to look. I love it.
I hear that.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Would you like me to go?
Go for it,
go,
girl.
Go, ma'am, go.
So, my favorite shop in the Diagon Alley side is Morgan and Burke's. Wow. And that might seem a little strange to a lot of people, but I will tell you why. Morgan and Burke's is my favorite because of all the Deathly Hallows merch that you can get in that shop. Yeah, because you usually can't really find Deathly Hallows merch anywhere else in the park except that shop.
Yeah, you're right.
And I enjoy, like, the posters in there, like, of Sirius and of Bellatrix and the skulls and just the way that, like, people will enter that shop. There's, like, a certain vibe to it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, people just enter that shop knowing, like, there's some dark stuff in here, and it's usually really quiet in there.
It
and
is,
people,
like,
I don't know why.
You have to whisper. It's weird.
Yeah, because you never know, like, what cursed item's gonna, like, fly out of its case and, like, strangle you. No, I don't know. I just really like that shop a lot. And, like I said, it's where you can get, like, your Deathly Hallows stuff that I really enjoy. And then I think in the Hogsmeade side, I like, what is it? Filch's Emporium?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, outside. Yeah, the one you exit into from the ride, the castle.
Yeah. 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 I like that shop a lot because, like we said earlier, it's got, like, some stuff that's, like, not in the other places that are in, like, Diagon Alley or anything. It's got a lot of, like, really good, like, house merch and just, like, Hogwarts in general kind of stuff. And I feel like they have a bigger selection of, like, the bigger ticket items.
Yes.
Like,
Noble Collection
the
stuff.
The Prophecy. Yeah, Noble Collection kind of stuff. Yeah, like, the Prophecy really sticks out in my head as one of those things that you can get there. They have a ton, and this is my thing, like, going places. I like to get Christmas tree ornaments, so they have a ton of ornaments in that shop. And that's why I like that shop over there.
They do have a ton of ornaments. I love all of them. Mm-hmm. That's another reason why I like Wiseacres, because they have a ton of ornaments there, too.
Yeah. Diagon Alley side, Wiseacres is my favorite too. I like the building. If you look up at the building, it, like,
it's like crooked,
goes out into the sky, and it's, like, all, like, astrological and spacey, and I like that feel. Plus, that's where I first saw my favorite piece of merchandise ever, which is our sweatshirts.
That is where they're sold.
I think they sell them at Filch's too, but, like, where they first were was there, at least for us. And I love them so much. Hogsmeade side, I really like Dervish and Bangs. It's really small and hard to get through now. It always has been, kind of.
They've kind of, well, it used to be a joke shop. Now it's all Honeydukes.
Wait. Not Dervish and Bangs. What's that other one?
Oh, no, that is Dervish and Bangs. I'm sorry. I was thinking
Zonko's.
Yeah. They got rid of Zonko's. It used to be there.
There's, like, they sell the robes there. They have, like, this back room that has, like, wands in it and, like, random stuff. And
it's connected to Ollivander's.
Yeah.
Like, the exit for Ollivander's is into that shop. And it's connected to the Owl Post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just like the like, you can look up and see a bunch of cool stuff in there.
They have all of the brooms for sale in there. And they're displayed up above you. So you can, like, buy the Firebolt there and Nimbus 2000 and 2001.
I totally forgot about Quality Quidditch Supplies.
Oh, shoot.
I really like that store.
So, can I just say, this isn't, like, the episode for Wizarding World talk. Like, this is a episode. This is our favorite things episode. Like, when we really do, like, a Wizarding World episode, it's gonna be, like, here's this shop. This is what's in here. Here's this shop. This is what's in here.
You'll
and
get
it's
going to
be all four of us.
You'll get a lot of Megan talking super nerdy about theme parks.
Exactly. And honestly, I feel like we're going to have to record that episode fresh off of a trip.
Yeah.
So have no fear. This is not it.
Yeah.
This is not it, but this is one of them.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to just, like, give a rundown of all the shops that there were, though, because I feel like a lot of people don't even know half of the, like, some people walk by the outside and they don't even know it's an actual shop a lot of the times.
Yeah.
So, like, at Hogsmeade, you can enter Zonko's. It used to actually be Zonko's, but they have revamped it to just all be Honeydukes because Honeydukes was so popular, obviously.
And because now you have Honeydukes.
What?
And now you have Weasley's Wizard Weezes over at Diagon Alley.
Correct. So, right.
Which is gigantic.
Yes. So you have Honeydukes. You have on the other side Dervish and Bangs, which is the shop Katie was talking about with the Owl Post and Ollivander's, and then Filch's Emporium. And those are all the shops in Hogsmeade. If you go over to Diagon Alley, when you walk in, on your right is Quality Quidditch Supplies, Weasley Wizard Weezes, Sugar Plums Sweet Shop. All three of those are, like, interconnected together.
Sugar Plums is my favorite sweet shop.
I love
it.
It's so cute. and then on your left, you have Madame Melkin's, which is actually a robe shop. So you have, like, all the pieces for robes there. You can get Hermione's Yule Ball gown. You can get, like, Snape's outfit. They have a ton of, like, sweaters. Like, they have the Weasley sweaters there. They have Neville's sweater. They have all kinds of, like, any clothing, like, replica item. Yeah, ties, sweaters, all kinds of stuff. And then they also have this really awesome little fun shop called Shutter Buttons right after that, which is, like, you can go and do an interactive photo experience. Katie and I did it. We actually got it as a wedding present from our friend Rory. Shout out to Rory. She gave us wizard money to go and do this photo experience. So we have, like, a DVD of us doing this. And it's so dorky and so fun. But you basically, like, go through all these different scenes and you, like, act things out in it. And it's, like, green screen. It's really fun. Then you have Florian Fortescue's ice cream shop, Fountain of Fair Fortune, which is a drink shop. You have Magical Menagerie, which is, like, all the animal, stuffed animal shops. You have Wiseacres and Scribblous. Then you have Ollivander's. You have
Gregorovitch's
wands.
The Hopping Pot.
Yep.
The Hopping Pot, and then the new one, the new shop.
Globus Mundi.
Which is, like, a travel.
They have some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, they have, like, some fun luggage tags and backpacks.
Duffel bags.
And then also.
A lot of Hogwarts Express stuff, actually.
Yeah. And then the last shop is Gringotts Money Exchange. So I don't know if anybody knows
it's
this.
So tiny.
It's so tiny. But you can all you can actually get money converted to Gringotts banknotes there, and you can spend the banknotes like real money, which is kind of fun. So.
Yeah.
And then they also have like some Gringotts merchandise in there too. Like Katie got her wallet in there. It's mm-hmm. like a Gringotts wallet. They have pins, they have keychains,
they have chocolate gold coins.
They do.
Chocolate galleons.
And you can talk to the goblin there. He actually like interacts with you, which is really fun.
He's a little mm-hmm. creepy though.
Yep.
A little creepy.
Well, yeah. Oh, goodness.
All right, maybe go ahead.
No, I just want, is there any other answer for this other than
favorite?
No, there is.
Magic spot. The piece, how do you say that? Piece de resistance.
Piece de resistance.
Right? I mean, once they introduced those magic spots, it like, me it's and Meg were changer. Like, me and Meg were like, oh, we'll share a wand. I was like, that's fine. I don't want my own wand. Yeah, I got my own wand like an hour later because you just want to perform
your
own spells.
You have to have it.
Right. Yeah. My favorite is Flim Flam's Lanterns.
Yes, by at the night.
Yes, by the bathrooms in Diagon Alley because it lights up the whole alley.
It's definitely the most impressive magic spot.
Yeah. But I'd as agree Tiffany with that. Was saying, she's like, is there any other one? And she did a little swish and flick.
Yeah,
dude. That's my favorite one, only because it's so incredibly iconic. Like, podcast name aside, like, everybody who's ever seen or read Potter knows about Swish and Flick. Right. And seeing that little feather just, like, float is so cool. But I think I'd have to go for a second one with... so bad. The house elf in Nocturne Alley.
Yes.
So
bad.
Yes.
You light his little butt on fire.
Yeah, you light a little fire underneath the house elf and he climbs the ladder.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it
I love
looks
that
so
spot.
Cool because it's pitch black in there and he lights up.
I also really like the umbrella one by the bathrooms where you make it rain.
Yeah, that one's cool. Kids love that one.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun. And then also in Hogsmeade, I like the one where you tip the cauldron over and the Cornish pixie is inside the cauldron and
he's
then
like,
water
yay!
Comes out.
I've never seen that one.
It's so cute. We have to do it. I don't think we did very much magic on Hogsmeade's side.
Not in Hogsmeade. Yeah. I feel like all the magic, I don't know if I've ever done magic in Hogsmeade.
There's like four of them maybe.
Okay.
There's that one. There's one like in the Zonko's window shop where you make fireworks go off. There's another where you do the Fountain of Fair Fortune where like the book opens and then it like goes back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's another one with like the Quidditch window that like never works. It's always broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's it over there. Yeah. Oh, the chocolate frog. You can make the chocolate frog box open and make the chocolate frog bounce.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, the flower blooms.
Oh, that's right.
By the mandrake.
By the mandrake. You can make the flower bloom big and then go down. There's more than I thought.
Yeah.
And you can make the ice skaters dance.
Oh, on the cake.
On the cake.
On the cake?
I think it's a cake. It's at Madame Puttyfoot's.
Yeah.
In the window. In the window. Yeah, next time we'll definitely make sure to take time to go through Hogsmeade magic spots.
Okay, so I like this question that I'm going to come up with because it kind of leads into our lightning bolt round. How many wands do you have from the Wizarding World, and which ones are interactive? You both just made the same face.
We have a lot of wands.
So our very first wands that we got from Ollivander's, are not interactive because that wasn't a thing whenever we got those. So yeah. Definitely two there.
Mine chose me.
Yes.
The first time I ever went to Ollivander's, I got picked.
She got picked.
Which was crazy because this is
Hufflepuff
like,
luck.
This is pre-podcast Katie, so I was like so nervous.
Yeah.
To be in front of all these people. But it was cool.
I have an interactive Ron wand. I love it. Mm-hmm. I have my own interactive wand as well that's, like, just... It's, like, the one based on your birthday.
Yeah.
I have a Bellatrix interactive wand.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Katie has a... Your Remus is not interactive.
No, I have one interactive that I bought just because I picked it out, and then I have one interactive that chose me when I was with the girls.
Yes.
And yep. I had to get it.
So I don't
know
what's a number right now. 42. We have to have 10 to 12 wands, and maybe 5 of them are interactive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair. So I believe I have 3. The first time I went to get a wand, I got my wand. It's interactive. It's Hazel, my Hazel wand. Mm-hmm. And then I got an interactive Elder wand. And then I got a young Dumbledore's wand.
That's right.
That's right.
So I got 2 wands on my last trip, and I really want to get another wand when I know it sounds crazy, but like I want to get another wand when I go, and I believe I would like to get Hermione's wand because she's my second favorite character.
I have a Hermione, but it's not interactive, and I feel silly for wanting to buy an interactive Hermione because I feel like that's pointless, but I kind of
it's not
to.
It's not you
it's
do
not
you.
I'll tell you what, next time we go, you and I will get interactive Hermione wands.
Yes. Okay.
Guests could be matchy twins.
Matchy.
And we'll wear our fanny packs.
Oh, God.
I'm walking a couple feet ahead of you guys.
No way.
I'm just kidding.
Whatever. We'll be the coolest people in the park.
We need to invent fanny packs that have a wand holster on it.
I know. That'd be awesome.
Right?
We could probably sew one on.
Yeah. Right? We should make them.
Aside from my Remus wand, because it's my favorite, obviously, we have the 2 wands from Cursed Child. That we have Scorpius and Albus's wand.
And Scorpius,
and
yeah.
They're beautiful. And they come in the coolest boxes. So I like those a lot.
The nice thing about wands is they don't take up a ton of space.
Yeah, they can look like a little Ollivander shelf. They look cool.
That's how I have mine stacked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any lightning bolt round questions?
People were asking them, but they were all things that we were answering anyway, so.
Yeah, do you guys have any other?
Okay. Yeah, any other
just
ones?
Off the fly, because your girl's hungry.
Tiff's gotta eat. Here, I'll look
I
up
gotta
some.
Eat.
Ooh, oh, that's, a good,
that's a good question.
Carly asks non-Potter favorite ride.
Mine would be Spider-Man.
Mine might be Spider-Man. That's a
I've
good ride.
I've actually never, shockingly enough, I've never been on a Jurassic Park ride because every single time I've been to the park, they have been under maintenance. Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy. I think they're building that new Jurassic Park ride.
They're building Jurassic World right now.
Yes. I think that my favorite non-Potter ride is probably going to get, like, hardcore judged for this, but I really love Jimmy Fallon.
It's fun.
I love Jimmy Fallon's Race Through New York. I don't know what it is. I love it.
It's
but
Jimmy Fallon.
I know. He's so funny.
He
and
is.
Then probably Spider-Man is after that, so that's a great ride.
Spider-Man is awesome.
Is so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. The Mummy used to be my favorite, but it's gotten so jerky.
Oh
I
my
can't
God.
Ride
I got,
it anymore.
I got, like, whiplash the last time
it
we
hurts.
Rode it. I was like, I don't know if I can go on this again.
Did you guys ride Hulk? Because that looks like I would completely wet myself.
I hate Hulk.
So, to say this, I don't get sick on rides, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Except Hulk.
Knock on wood.
Hulk makes me nauseous. I can't.
I would be dead.
I can't do it.
Mia, yes, I hate the ride, the Hulk. The Incredible Hulk himself is a decent quality dude.
Yes.
Bruce Banner, he's cool.
This is true.
Love it.
Also, Hulk also, yes, gives me a massive headache, even after the redo. I've ridden it before and after, both times. Horrible headache, feel nauseous, can't stand it. I cannot ride it anymore.
My head has never spun like that before.
Yeah,
like,
I just,
of a ride.
I can't. And I mean, like, we grew up going to Cedar Point and stuff.
Yeah.
So I know coasters. I can do coasters. I can't do Hulk. Another fun question. Carly asked us, have we tried Fire Whiskey? I have.
Yes, with the cider.
I have not.
It is delicious.
I don't think I have.
Katie and I did a fun little trick, which they frown upon, but I'm going to tell you guys about it anyway because it's worth it to try. You have to have two people in your party. You have to both be over 21, and you have to anyway because this involves fire whiskey. But one of you go, and don't act like you're together. You can't act like you're together. Otherwise, they won't do it. So
two separate cards.
Two separate cards, two separate transactions. One person buys a fire whiskey. One person buys a butterbeer. You take them out of the Hogshead, and you put the fire whiskey in the butterbeer. They will not allow, if you order them together on one, they will make you drink the fire whiskey at the bar.
Or the cider.
No.
Oh, it's the butterbeer?
It's the butterbeer. Because they're not allowed to change the butterbeer recipe. Which is just ridiculous, because it's delicious. I mean, honest to God, they should offer it. It's so good. But I think that they just don't want to have an alcoholic butterbeer option, because that's like a thing that they can't do or something. But like, I have Katie order a butterbeer, and she exits the Hogshead. I order a fire whiskey, and I exit the Hogshead, and then you dump it into the butterbeer, and it is so good. It is so good. I wish that they would make it a real drink, and I wish they weren't such sticklers about ordering it, but they really will not. They won't let you. If you order it together, they'll be like, okay, you have to drink the shot of fire whiskey at the bar right now before you leave.
My goodness.
So it's worth it, though, to try and be a little bit sneaky and do it. It's so good.
A little Slytherin. Yes. I have to break this up, and sorry if you're not listening in real time life, because this is going to be way over. So if you're on Discord, you'll know. Josh Gad right now is reading from Chamber of Secrets.
Ooh,
live.
That's awesome.
I get updates about him because I love him so much.
I love him.
Amazing.
Yes. One more lightning round question. I liked.
Yes.
Madison asks, what is our least favorite ride at Universal?
Well, what do you think?
I know.
Journey, only because I can't.
Incredible Hulk. Because I don't like it.
The Simpsons.
Oh, that makes me sick, too.
It's so bad. I can't. I can't do it. I hate it so much. First of all, I'm not a fan of The Simpsons to begin with. I know, I'm sorry. That's like blasphemy, but I'm just not. That ride, though, also makes me nauseous. And again, I don't get sick on rides. I can't do The Simpsons. I can't do it. I don't like it.
Oh my goodness.
I hate it.
I've never been on it, so now I know I never will.
Oh gosh, it's like a virtual reality type of ride.
Oh no,
you would get sick.
No,
yeah, you would get sick.
Thank you. Yep. No, thank you, Katie.
Yeah,
tell me a joke.
Yeah,
okay, just one joke.
Yeah,
two jokes.
Okay, all right,
two jokes. I want two jokes.
Did you hear that Nagini makes really loud sounds when she drinks? She's a real slurpent.
No. She's a real what?
Slurpent.
Slurpent.
Oh my god. I can't.
That's good. That's good.
Let's see. This is dumb. Ready? What do snitches eat for breakfast? Golden Grahams.
answer, and you just like nonchalantly take your pencil and shake it off.
Oh God,
those were good quality jokes, Kate. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast, on Twitter at Swish Flick Cast, and on Instagram at Swish Flick Cast. You can follow all of your hosts on social media. Katie and myself are on Instagram and Twitter at The Peaches Family. Tiffany is on Twitter and Instagram as well, on TiffSwish_Flick. Sarah is on Instagram at OHHHMally. And if you enjoy watching us live on Instagram, we tend to go live before we record, at least when we're all together, at least. But if you go follow us and turn on your notifications, it will let you know when we go live. We have been doing nightly chapter readings of the books. We're on Chamber of Secrets right now. And that's been a lot of fun. So usually we go on at about 9:30 at night Eastern Standard Time and read a chapter a night live on Instagram. So that has been fun. And then also, if you love this podcast and would like to support us, we would so appreciate it. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/swishflickcast. It gives you access to our Discord channel, to the episodes a day early. You get
Felix Files.
And
our bonus episode.
Yeah. And a ton of fun stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, friends. Well, I hope this episode brought a smile to your face and kind of took you out of the world and put you into the wizarding world. And I know that we absolutely cannot wait to go back. And when we do, we're going to be bringing you every single little detail about our trip. I can tell you that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that all for the greater good?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That concludes this bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice. I've wanted to do something like this for a while, and I was like, perfect opportunity. We're ahead on chapters. Let's just do something fun.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, here we go.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.